Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from Paramount Sports, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, he is Lee Sterling. What's going on this morning, Lee?
I'm good, guys. Just got off doing a show late last night in Cincinnati. The mood isn't so good there, even though Joe Burrow might be back in a couple weeks.
The mood is surprisingly high for a team that's under 500 here in Baltimore, but it's because a lot more hope here in Baltimore with just being one game back of the Steelers. Now, speaking of local teams, let's start off with the college football team as they take on the Fighting Illini from Illinois. Vegas doesn't have Maryland with much of a chance in this football game. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought the line was going to be a little bit lower, but that's what happens sometimes when you're on a losing streak here. 4-0 seems like a lifetime ago for Maryland. Following, let's be honest, a typical season pattern here under Mike Locksley and their five-game skid. They've scored more than 20 points just once. Maryland forces a lot of turnovers, but they just haven't translated into points and wins lately. Illinois comes off of a bye after smashing Rutgers for their win number 6 here. I think it's going to be tight for a while. Probably Illinois pulls away late. But I think Maryland's going to cover this game here. 14.5, 15 points. Give me Illinois to win 30-20, but the Terps to cover.
All right, what about the Chiefs visiting the Broncos? Broncos in, ahead of them in the standings. Chiefs 3.5-point favorites on the road.
Yeah, and this is going to be a snobber knocker here. If you're looking for a lot of points, I think you're going to be disappointed. So defense for the for Denver could be bolstered. Looks like Patrick Surtain, second, could be back for this game, and that could be huge for them. Never seen a team with such a big, great record, conversely, like you guys. Team with a bad record, so much hope. But, I mean, they're taking a lot of flack for their offense. I think things might get a little bit better here. They're going to have to get Bo Nix out on an island, make some of these linebackers make decisions here. But they should have probably traded for someone like Breece Hall. If you can't find a great receiver, go for a great running back, and he might have been a difference maker. Give up a couple late firsts, you know, unless you're the Ravens. Not many other teams draft well late in the first round here. So I think Patrick Mahomes is going to have a tough time here. Defensive struggle. Home team getting 4 points. Sign me up here. I think Kansas City escaped 17-16, but Denver, think this is a one possession. Maybe the last play of the game will decide this one. Getting four at home, too much to turn away from. Kansas City 17-16, but a Denver cover.
Yeah, you talked about being on that Cincinnati station, and I was listening to Big Ben talk about this game coming up, and he said the Steelers are just going to run roughshod over Cincinnati. It's not what happened on that Thursday night, but do you see this game being different with Pittsburgh and Cincy?
You know, there's teams like Pittsburgh and Philly that just zigzag. I mean, they have a great game and then a terrible game back and forth here. I mean, they have some deficiencies. See, the defense on paper should be much better, but just hasn't translated here. They look great in the uniform, but sometimes the game starts and things just don't work out that way for them. So that's a problem. No sacks. I mean, they just can't get sacks in Cincinnati. No Troy Hendrickson. He's still out. Shamar Stewart, doubtful for the game. Their first-round pick late in the first round. Hadn't had a sack in 10 games here. So I think Pittsburgh, they're the right side here. I think they win and cover 31-17.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports joins us. Lee, I'm going to keep it local again, real local. Yeah. Baltimore Ravens travel to Cleveland to take on the Browns. Do the Ravens cover this one at 8.5?
Well, they certainly look good in the first game here. And Browns, you know, already lost 41-17. Jets traded their top two defensive players before last week. And the Browns still only 4 yards, not per carry, 4 yards per play. Dylan Gabriel's arm just really isn't good enough here. And that's why he went as low as he did in the draft here. Teams are stacking the box here against him now, and I think that's what the Ravens game plan is here. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Ravens 31-17.
Wow.
So, Lee, tell us about the game of the week. I mean, this is one of the best ones. Two teams coming off of tough games, the Bills minus 5.5 against the Bucks.
I mean, what a card this week in the NFL. One of the best we've seen a long, long time. So this is one of the games that highlights it. You want to get the Bills and Bucks on me, just call 800-400-9741. Give you the game for free. 800-400-9741. The game's on me. We've been just incredible run here in the NFL. Another 4-1 week, 31-9. The last 8 weeks in the NFL. It's called Lee's NFL Sunday Golden Ticket. 5 selections in the NFL, and they're ready now. You don't have to call back on Saturday and Sunday. This way you get the best lines. 5 games a week for 4 weeks, just $197. Also a huge UFC card from Madison Square Garden. 6 selections, $55 there, including a very rare 50-unit max wager. So check it all out. Up and available. Should be a great weekend. ParamountSports.com.
Lee, have yourself a great weekend, my man.
Thanks, Lee.
Yeah. You too, guys. See you, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.